Hey everyone, welcome back to season two of The Good PM Life. If you're new here, my name is Sandy and I'm your guide to all things project management. Can you believe we're in season two? Season one was our inaugural season, and how rewarding was it? So I did take a much needed break. Not sure if I actually mentioned this before, but I still work full time as a project manager. So I really wanted to take the time to recharge my batteries. Also, I was able to give some thought on what things I want to cover this year for you. But today, we're going to discuss a topic that's been kind of coming up a lot lately. How to break into IT project management, even if you don't have an IT background. So if you've ever thought, look, can I lead IT projects when I'm not even a tech expert? This episode is for you. Well, guess what? Yes, you can. And today, I'm going to show you exactly how. I want to start off today by telling you a little story. This is a story about my friend Alex. So Alex was a marketing manager for 10 years, and he actually really loved working with teams and running campaigns, but the issue was is that he felt really stuck. And so he thought he really wanted to pivot to IT project management. So at first, he felt really overwhelmed. I mean, he didn't know how to code. He had no idea how to configure servers or even how to troubleshoot software bugs. But Alex didn't let that stop him. So let's fast forward to today. He's a successful IT project manager, and he leads these projects for a major healthcare tech company. Well, you're probably wondering, well, how did he do that? That's what we're going to unpack today. So before I give you actionable steps, I want to talk about a couple of things. First, let's talk about a common myth. One of the most common myths is that you need to be an IT expert to manage IT projects. That's totally wrong. IT project management is about leadership, communication, organization, and problem solving. Guys, does that totally sound familiar? Of course, I talk a lot about those project management skills in season one. So sure, okay, it does help to understand the basics of IT, but you don't need to be the one writing code or setting up networks. There are IT professionals out there for that. Your job as an IT project manager is to bring the team together. You are responsible for defining the scope, working with your stakeholders, manage those timelines, and ensure the project's success. So I want you to think of yourself as the captain of the ship. You don't have to know how to fix the engine. You just need to know how to steer the team toward that destination. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, I want to give you some actionable steps to transition. So let's break down these actionable steps that Alex actually took to land his role in IT project management. You can totally do these too. The first step is that you need to learn the basics of IT. I want you to start familiarizing yourself with IT concepts. I want you to maybe focus on understanding terms like servers, databases, networks, and SDLC. SDLC is the software development lifecycle. You can find a lot of good courses out on platforms like Coursera, Udemy, and LinkedIn Learning that offer courses like IT Fundamentals for non-IT professionals or Agile Foundations. So I wanted to give you an action plan for this. First, to learn the basics of IT, I want you to dedicate 30 minutes a day to studying IT basics. I want you to also maybe think about taking an introductory course on Agile and Scrum methodologies to really understand how IT projects are typically managed. And this one is super important, is I want you to download, find a free glossary of IT terms to reference as you learn. Just like in any industry, you have your special terms and acronyms that nobody else understands. It's no different in IT. So I think that would be really helpful. Next step. I want you to leverage your transferable skills. We talked about this in season one when it came to teachers transitioning into project management and engineers transitioning into project management. You 100% have transferable skills. So I want you to identify skills you've already mastered, such as leadership, organization, risk management, and budgeting. These skills are so highly valued in IT project management. So with this step, let's talk about an action plan for that and how you're going to leverage your transferable skills. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to create a skills inventory by listing all of your strengths. And it's also super helpful to maybe list some of your weaknesses. By taking a good snapshot of your strengths and weaknesses, it helps you identify the areas that you can really focus on. Next, I want you to take a look at your resume, and I want you to rewrite your resume to emphasize project management skills that are applicable to IT, like team collaboration, problem solving, and stakeholder communication. Next, once you're in interviews, I want you to use concrete examples from your current or your past roles to demonstrate these skills. All right, let's move on to step 3 of transitioning into IT project management. I want you to really look into networking in the IT world. Networking is essential. I want you to connect with IT professionals. And the reason it's important to connect with IT professionals is you get the opportunity to learn more about their roles and gain insider tips. So how do we do that? Let's talk about an action plan about networking in the IT world. First, most definitely join LinkedIn groups like IT project managers or agile enthusiasts. Next, I want you to find some local tech meetups or webinars that are hosted by IT organizations. You've got to immerse yourself in the field and industry to understand IT. Next thing, I want you to reach out to IT project managers for informational interviews. Remember I said that project managers love to talk about project management? Well, IT project managers are no different. So when you do talk to them, I do want you to maybe prepare some questions. So prepare some questions like, what skills helped you the most? Or what advice do you have for someone transitioning into this field? Getting valuable insight from people who are already in the field will help you so much, because you can read and study just as much in courses, but to get real world applicable knowledge, that stuff is priceless. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. Next step, and this is something that I want to maybe address in a later episode, but it is important to talk about. I want you to consider getting a certification. So certifications really boost your credibility and they show your commitment to learning. So there's the PMP, which is the Project Management Professional that is issued by the Project Management Institute. It is a widely recognized certification, but it takes some time and experience in order to get your PMP. So if you're new, start with a certified Scrum Master certification. So then let's talk about action plans on getting a certification. The first thing that you need to do is you need to research certification options, and then you can choose the one that fits your career goals. You got to understand what are the requirements for each of the certifications. I always recommend the Project Management Institute as a starting point. Next thing you should do is enroll in a prep course or potentially find a study group. There are plenty out there. Next thing is, you need to allocate 1 to 2 hours daily for studying. Take practice exams to gauge your readiness. And then you'll need to schedule your certification exam within 3 to 6 months to stay on track. So now, allocating the time to study and taking your certification, this requires planning. And you're going to want to do that after you have decided what certification you want to get, and then applying for that certification. So there is an actual step-by-step process here. Getting certified in project management will really, really help you. All right, let's move on to step 5 in getting into IT project management. So my next piece of advice is to start small. I want you to gain some hands-on experience by leading smaller IT-related projects at your current job or maybe even as a volunteer. So for example, you might implement a new collaboration tool or maybe oversee a website redesign. Let's talk about action steps for this. First thing you could do is volunteer for any technology-related projects at work. This is the best way for you to get hands-on experience. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to document your contributions to these projects. This is going to be so important when you write your resume and then get an interview. So things like how you manage timelines, budgets, and communications, those are the things that you need to include in your resume. Next thing is I want you to build a portfolio showcasing these projects to present during interviews. They need to be able to see that on your resume, but you need to be able to showcase and explain what you did for these projects. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat anything. Transitioning into IT project management without an IT background actually can be challenging. You might feel imposter syndrome or face skepticism from tech-savvy peers. So here's the secret. Stay curious and humble. I want you to be willing to ask questions and admit when you don't know something. Building trust with your team is so much more important than knowing every single technical detail. So remember Alex? He openly admitted his non-IT background, but he actually showed his willingness to learn and his ability to lead. That's what won people over. But so how did Alex do it? He actually followed these steps. He stayed persistent and he built strong relationships. You know, his first IT project was a really small one. It was migrating a marketing team to a new email platform. He actually leveraged his project management skills. He asked a ton of questions and he knocked it out of the park. So that success gave him the confidence to take on larger, much more technical projects. And here's the thing, you can do this too. But if you're listening to this and thinking, well, this sounds like me, then what are you waiting for? Start with step one. Take a course, join a network, or even shoot me a message. I would love to hear about your journey and cheer you on. But I don't want you to forget to subscribe to the Good PM Life podcast so you don't miss out on any more tips and stories just like this one. Thank you so much for tuning into the Good PM Life. I want you to remember one thing before we go. You don't need to know everything. You just need the courage to take that first step. So don't forget to subscribe and rate today's show. Until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.